Well, today is the 180th day or half a year since we passed a healthcare bill. And in that healthcare bill was provisions known as Patients' Bill of Rights. We've talked about it for years. But as of today, September 23rd, all privately insured Americans will benefit from this plan because your insurance can't be taken away from you if you become sick. In other words, they can't rescind your policy like they do now. Children with pre-existing conditions cannot be denied coverage. Your children can stay on your health insurance policy until age 26. And insurance companies can't place a lifetime cap or a lifetime limitation on the coverage that they pay for. And then if you buy a new policy after today, there are other benefits that flow with that. If you purchase a policy after September 23rd, you will have the right to choose your own doctor. Preventive services such as mammogram and colonoscopies will be provided without co-payments, and this is more for seniors. But you can get that treatment without co-payments. Patients will have the right to both review and appeal of the decisions the insurance companies are making on your benefits or whether this is covered or not. You're actually going to have an appeal. Usually you don't have an appeal. And consumers will have access really to the closest emergency room. Even if that emergency room isn't covered on, let's say, your Blue Cross Blue Shield network, if it's the closest emergency room, that's the one you get treated, and that emergency room would get paid, and you don't have to worry about whether or not it's covered because you're in network or out of network. So this healthcare bill, again, a lot of really positive aspects to it, and I'm pleased to see these consumer protections, especially a patient's bill of rights, which we've been advocating for years, that put you, empower the American people, in charge of your health insurance, not the insurance companies.